This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News Editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Dave.
Question one on the Rhode Island ballot is going to ask voters statewide and in the town of Tiverton whether they support a gambling casino in that town to be built by the owners of the Twin River Casino in Lincoln. To look closer at some of the issues involved with this, our guest is Dr. Patrick T. Kelly, Associate Professor of Accountancy at Providence College. Dr. Kelly, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
If there's a major point you'd like to make about the proposed Tiverton Casino, what would it be?
Well, the state of Rhode Island in 2015 received $382 million in revenues from the Rhode Island Lottery. That's revenue that is not easily replaced if gambling operations suffer in Rhode Island. What Twin River would like to do is move their facility from Newport Grand to Tiverton and expand it and include table games to try to bolster casino operations in Rhode Island.
Has the revenue from gambling been flat, been going down, been increasing over the last decade?
It's been increasing over the last decade, but what's been happening is Newport Grand revenue has been falling. Twin River revenue has been increasing
because they've added both the VLTs and then table games.
Yes.
And expanded. It's now 24 hours.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
There are some schools of thought that say basically the proposed Tiverton Casino would be a block to eventual competition from facilities in Massachusetts, or perhaps as a revenue enhancer for the state, which we just discussed. Which of those do you see as dominating?
Well, I think you really have to it's a little more complex than that. Right now, there are five gambling facilities in and around Rhode Island. You've got two in Connecticut, two in Rhode Island, and only one in Massachusetts. That landscape is going to change significantly in the next 5 years, where you could see another one added in Connecticut and three more added in Massachusetts. So what I see is it's almost like a risk game where it's casinos competing against casinos, but also states competing against states. Hmm. And so we don't know what's going to happen going forward. So, for example, if you locate a facility in Twin River, that could foreseeably get people to come from Fall River and New Bedford because that would be the closest gambling facility. Massachusetts, if they see that happening in a significant way, they could decide, well, we need to put another facility in Fall River or New Bedford to keep Massachusetts residents within the state.
And we're speaking of the Tiverton location.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what's happening right now in Connecticut. There's a casino that's being built in Springfield, Massachusetts. And rather than have a number of people from Hartford travel to that casino, what Connecticut is considering is adding a casino to be run jointly by the two tribes that operate Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods in the greater Hartford area.
And the Mohegan and the Foxwoods facilities actually have seen their revenue drop as more, isn't it, upstate New York has added casinos.
Yes.
So a lot of folks who used to get on the bus in New York City and drive out to Connecticut are not doing that anymore. So in general, with more casinos, you expect individual facilities to see less revenue, right?
Yes, and that's what's happening in Connecticut. And actually, Connecticut's, and it could very well happen in Rhode Island, Connecticut's peak year of revenue from its casinos was in 2007, before the Great Recession, when they received upwards of $430 million. That's fallen by $160 million between 2007 and 2015. And so they are very much interested in competing with other states. And what you're looking at is the difference between a destination resort casino where people travel to and maybe stay for a few days versus marketing to convenience gamblers. And those are folks who are going to maybe go to a casino once every couple weeks or more frequently, not just go and spend a few hours there and turn around and go home. And one of the main issues that you have to focus on with that is looking at the potential increase for problem gamblers.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. We're speaking with Dr. Patrick T. Kelly, Associate Professor of Accountancy at Providence College.
I want to go back to that, the Connecticut casinos. The state lost more than a third of the revenue that they used to gain from them. Is that right?
Yes.
So if Rhode Island were to lose more than a third, we're talking about close to $100 million out of the budget Is that right, on the revenue side?
It would be a little less than that because the $382 million comes from all of the Rhode Island lottery operations.
Oh, okay.
About 70% of that comes from Twin River and Newport Grand.
But that's still a big hole in the budget.
It's still a significant hole in the budget that is not easily replaced. And when you look at the states in New England, almost every one is challenged from a budgetary standpoint. And going forward, as you end up with more competition, the only state that's going to benefit in the next really 5 years when you look at their state budgets is going to be Massachusetts.
Because they don't have any
revenue. They have
Plain Ridge, which is not very large.
Right. And Plain Ridge has not severely impacted. In our study for the Rhode Island College and University Collaborative, we found that having Plain Ridge operating has not significantly impacted Twin River in terms of their revenues. However, when you start to open up the larger facilities, Taunton, Springfield, and particularly in Everett, I mean, you're talking about over a $2 billion facility that Steve Wynn's talking about building in Everett, and that is going to be similar to what you see in Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun. That will be a destination resort casino for when people go to the Boston area. Okay, I've never been to a casino. Let me go take a trip over to Everett and see what it's all about.
This election, this Tiverton proposal for the proposed casino has really not been up there in terms of gripping public debate. Why do you think?
A lot of times when you have casino proposals that hit a ballot, they get very well supported by the proponents of the casino, who fund very well financed advocacy, marketing, and operations for that casino. Sometimes you have it's more of the grassroots folks who, if you don't want a casino in your particular area, then they put up some resistance, but that's usually not very well funded. One of the things I like about what Rhode Island's doing, and similar to what Massachusetts did, is they're doing a statewide vote, but they're also giving the host communities an opportunity to vote on whether they want a casino in their backyard.
There has been discussion of the social costs of having a gambling operation in town, and also along with that, the relatively low support that Rhode Island gives to gambling-related problems.
Yes, and I think that's a significant issue for any sort of increased gambling in Rhode Island. Rhode Island supports problem gambling prevention and treatment programs at a much lower level than does Connecticut. And I would be very reluctant to expand gambling at all in Rhode Island without significant increases in the support for problem gambling prevention and treatment programs.
Is that coming through? Is that the intention to increase support coming through being talked about by the legislature or by the governor?
I've not heard much of conversation about that at all. And frequently, that's a conversation that needs to happen up front, particularly as you market casinos to convenience gamblers. Proximity to casinos increases problem gambling. And so you really need to invest in the prevention and treatment programs. I've studied a number of cases where there are problem gamblers. And as an accounting professor, we look at workplace fraud and trying to prevent people from stealing from their workplaces. And almost every case that I've looked at has involved tragic consequences for people who end up in a problem gambling situation. I'm in the tragedy avoidance business, in trying to prevent bad things from happening to people who get addicted to gambling.
You were talking earlier about you like the fact that in Rhode Island they asked the local community.
Yes.
Do you have any sense of there being an upswell in Tiverton that could surprise all of us on Tuesday?
I learned long ago never to predict an outcome of a vote. But what people in Tiverton have to recognize is, adding a casino to their town, that will change the town forever.
Okay, we'll have to leave it right there. Our guest on The Bottom Line has been Providence College Associate Professor of Accountancy, Dr. Patrick T. Kelly. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
And thanks, as always, to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News. I'm Dave Fallon, Rhode Island Public Radio.